Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event. Fight fans worldwide, you've tuned into the number one undisputed boxing podcast today. This is the Boxing Breakdown. Now, your heavy-handed, hard-hitting host, Mark Roxey.
Hunt.
Back on.
I'm good. It's a pleasure to have you on. You know, I love when you come on. I got the call from you, and you're like, "Hey, let's chop up this Ryan Garcia and Luke Campbell fight because, you know, I know how passionate you are about, you know, analyzing these fights, and I love doing that too. But it's interesting because the last I don't know. Did you check out the last Boxing Breakdown? I just had Andrew Foy on last week, and we were talking about boxing and about that particular fight. And at the time, it was just the fight was it came across the wire that the fight was happening, but in fact, it was not at the time confirmed. And boy, what a week! A difference a week makes, because now the fight is actually confirmed, right? So,
and we'll be back right after these messages. Cast today. Please be sure to share it with your friends and family. Download and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere downloads are offered. Please take a moment, if you enjoy this podcast, and consider making a small donation at patreon.com/theboxingbreakdown. And now, back to our broadcast.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is confirmed. That's great.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy about that.
It is. It is. I think it's going to be a great fight. And you know, I mean, there's just so much to talk about. And so, you know, I guess I would start by saying that that is going to be a very interesting pair up, you know, Ryan Garcia against Luke Campbell, specifically because it's really like probably going to be the biggest test of his career. Would you not agree?
Yes, I agree totally.
So tell me, what are you feeling about Garcia?
Well, Garcia, right now, he's got the nice hand speed, and he's young, and he's technically pretty sound. I look at his other fights, and he really hasn't fought southpaw, a long arm southpaw, and he's always been kind of the aggressor.
Right.
That's going to be interesting for him because, you know, he's never fought a southpaw of this caliber.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. It's going to be a big challenge for him. You know, he's also fighting, not only you mentioned his stance, you know, being a southpaw and all, but also he's a European fighter, so he comes with a different style in his work. I wonder how, you know, if that's going to give Ryan Garcia any trouble.
Well, I look at his fights, and Garcia still—he's headhunting. he doesn't really necessarily go through the head and then come to, down to the body.
Right, he doesn't work the whole flash, target, right.
The flash of going to the head, the hand speed of laying the head punches, and all of that, he still enjoys that. He doesn't, at this, from all his other fights that I've seen, he doesn't seem to appreciate, you know, how body work can make your, make the fight easier, and it could save him, you know, save him being in a position to get scored on.
Right.
And because of that, you know, he has to get the mindset that I'm going to have to go to the body from time to time.
Right.
And when we start talking about Campbell, I can really tell you how I think he's going to have problems with Campbell on either side. So right now, he just has to figure out how to fight a southpaw, a rangy southpaw. And,
oh, you know, slick. That's going to slick. Slick. Because Campbell's slick. He's slick defensively. He's slick. He's got fast hand speed. He's got good leg movement. And he can take a punch. So, you know, yes. Plus he works the whole target, as you mentioned. Ryan, you know, Harold, Ryan Garcia is, just for the listeners out there, in case you're not familiar with his stats, I'll just go over his stats so everybody in Boxing Breakdown land can really understand the difference between the two fighters. So Ryan Garcia is 20-0 with 17 KOs. He's 21 years old, I believe, and he's, I think, what is he, like 5'10", right? He's about 5'10". Yeah, and he goes by the name of King Rye, right? The Flash. King Rye, the Flash. He's, you know, depending on what rating, you know, what rankings you're looking at, he's roughly, in the world, he's somewhere in the top 10, right? Depending on the ranking system, not a 9, 10, somewhere in there. And, you know, he's had some great, great performances. And Harold, some of those performances, like when you go back to the beginning, he made his pro debut on June 9th of the 2016. So from June 9th, 2016, his first debut performance was against a Mexican fighter by the name of Edgar Maza, right? That was his first fight. And then after that, he put together a string of KOs, two KOs, then a unanimous decision, and then another TKO. He's just been at it nonstop. But, you know, a lot of the records of the fighters that he's fought have not really been impressive records. It doesn't mean they weren't great fighters. It doesn't mean they weren't competitive bouts. But when you match up all of the TKOs and all of the KOs and the RTDs in his career, meaning Ryan's career, along with the records of the fighters that he's fought, you know, they're not that impressive, actually. What do you think about that?
Very true. Yeah, he has been spoon-fed, if you want to put it in that way. Whereas his first 10 to 12 were really something that he could easily handle. Yeah. I mean, these guys had decent records. It looked good on paper, but in the ring, he was too long for him, and he knew that he wasn't under threat to be scored on.
Right.
So he had all the confidence to come straight in, drop the right hand and the jab, and just use the speed and kind of, you know, just use what he had to win. On the decisions that he had to go through that he won, the guy just didn't go. But he was able to land the punches that he wanted to land. The guy just didn't go. So that was a learning experience for him. But he's been pretty much, his fights have been, you know, relatively easy for him. And the one fight that he had that was supposed to be his toughest test the gentleman stepped in and got hit. Now, you know, Ryan is young. He has power. So if you can hit on the temple, I don't care, you know, what your skill set is, you're going to be compromised, kind of like Kid Chocolate against the gentleman from Brooklyn. You know, I thought he had better skills than the gentleman, but he got hit early, and that was it.
Right.
So Kid Chocolate was out. So in this case, Ryan happened to hit his very best opponent with the left hook or something and stunned him, and that was that. So that's always a good positive for him. However, in fighting Campbell is rangy. His punches aren't necessarily straight. He has a long jab. He has a European style that you talked about, which is somewhat wrestling, if that's even a word. But when he ties
wrestling, up, wrestling. That's like a cobra, like rappy. He's kind of rappy and turny. Like, I mean, yeah, I can see how you would use the word wrestly. You know, the other thing is that he uses his straight left hand in the most dangerous way as a southpaw. You know, some southpaws shoot the left hand straight down the middle. You know, they put angles on the left hand that are fairly readable. But this guy, I mean, his left hand is complicated. It's loopy. It goes up. It goes down. He's an interesting fighter. I mean, look, both of them have had somewhat padded records. I mean, both of them. If you look at their records, I did not mention Luke Campbell's records. What one of the marquees of his, you know, what one of the reasons why I think it's going to be such a challenging fight is because when you watch him against Jorge Linares yeah. is a great fighter. And that fight, when you yeah. see him fighting Jorge Linares, he's going to the body, he's mixing it up, he's landing shots the entire fight. So, you know, even though he lost the fight, he put on what I would consider a very, very good accounting of himself in that particular fight.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think, you know, I don't know, I just, unless... You know, unless he gets caught with that devastating hook that Ryan Garcia has, he has an amazing hook, comes out of nowhere, and Ryan Campbell does drop his lead hand, his front shield is not always responsible, and I think that's probably what the Garcia team sees, right? And we'll be back right after these messages. Product for the boxing and mixed martial arts world called the Spar Bar. This unit is absolutely incredible. It mimics a sparring partner without actually having a sparring partner. And you guys know at this time, you know, a lot of us are not able to get together and spar. So the Spar Bar is your solution. The Spar Bar is endorsed and used by some of the world's greatest fighters, including Anthony Joshua, Sugar Ray Leonard, Anderson Spider Silva, Tyson Woodley, Roy Jones Jr., and even, you know, some Hollywood superstars are using it, like Kevin Hart and Usher. This thing is incredible, and if you want a piece of equipment, a single standalone piece of equipment that you can use in your home or in your gym, doesn't take up much space. They have a handful of different product lines. You can mount it to the wall. You can have a freestanding unit. There, whatever your gym setup is or your home setup is, there's a product that you can use. So I just want to encourage you to check out the Spar Bar. Go to www.sparbar.com and check out their product line. It's absolutely incredible. I can't wait. My Spar Bar should be coming any day now, but you got to check out the Spar Bar. I've used it in a bunch of gyms. I was at Gleason's Jersey Shore, and they have a bunch of Spar Bars down there, and I will tell you, that unit is incredible. Check out the Spar Bar. Again, www.sparbar.com.
Yes, I agree with that. Campbell's left hand does come from odd angles. Left hand comes from odd angles, and he knows how to line you up for that punch. And I just see that long jab, that long right hand jab, is a problem. It's going to be a possible problem for Garcia, because when he fought Lomachenko, he was doing very well with Lomachenko. That nice long right hand kept Lomachenko outside. He had to move his head all out Tyson just to get in close enough so he could, effect his punches.
Right.
And once he closed that distance, Lomachenko went to the body. But before that, he had problems getting in. Now, Ryan doesn't move his head like that. He has to figure out how to get past that long jab like that. So that's going to be interesting there. Also, Campbell definitely knows how to go to the body with either hand.
Necessarily
doesn't have those elbows down around that rib cage. He hasn't had to block that kind of stuff or get away from that kind of stuff in none of his fights.
Wow.
So
that's interesting. That's interesting that you picked up on that, because I noticed that too. And in looking at some of the film of Luke Campbell, I noticed that he doesn't have a hand-to-elbow discipline. There's not that much discipline coming toward the elbow, so he is open for the left hook to the body. He's open for some of those body shots underneath the elbows if the fight gets close, I think that in place of his elbow, hand-to-elbow defense, what he does have here is he does have the footwork. So he's making up for his defense with his legs and his reflexes, right? You catching that?
Yes. However, legs go away if you're hit properly to the body. You can be in shape or what, but legs go away. When your legs go away, being the discipline of blocking those shots with your elbows, that's when it comes in. But if you don't have that discipline and your legs are taken away for a round or half a round, then you're vulnerable. And I see Garcia, if he doesn't have that discipline, if he gets those legs taken away just for a brief minute, or a good body punch, he could be vulnerable. Now, when he fought Linares, Campbell fought Linares, he really did well with Linares. When he was being offensive, when he was winning, when his portion of the fight, he was doing really well. I mean,
right.
it was kind of overwhelming. I mean, he was really beating him to the punch. He was punishing him. And never seen Garcia in that posture where he's taking punches like that, where he had to absorb those punches and then reset and try to win the round or win the next minute of the round, next second of the round. He's never been in a situation where he has to take, and then he has to give back doing a round.
I
haven't seen it.
No, great. That's a great point. I think you're right. I think you're pinpointing where the fight should happen. And if the fight happens there, it could be very, very interesting. One of the things I didn't tell the listeners here, in case you are not 100% sure about Luke Campbell, if he's not on your radar and you don't know too much about him, Luke Campbell is from the United Kingdom. He's from Yorkshire, and he's got a 70% KO ratio, right about there, just 69-70% KO ratio. He's got 20 wins, with 16 of those wins coming by way of KO, and he's got 3 losses, and those 3 losses, just to put it in perspective, one of those losses was against Vasily Lomachenko, his last fight. If you didn't see the last fight, check out that last fight. It was at the O2 Arena in Greenwich. I'm sure you can find it online, but that was an amazing fight, and he went the full 12 rounds with Lomachenko.
He scored a knockdown.
Yeah, exactly, and he scored a knockdown. He went down in the 11th round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Wait.
No, go ahead, what were you going to say?
He did go down, but it was a accumulation of punches, he has a great chin.
Yeah, no, for sure. And his other loss, one of his losses, so he's only got three losses, right, everybody? So he lost against Vasily Lomachenko. Hey, I'll take that. Because Lomachenko's going, you know, I mean, he's going in the record books, that one. And then you've got Jorge Linares. He lost to a split decision, 12 rounds, people. So he went 12 rounds with Jorge Linares, 12 rounds with Lomachenko. And then his only other loss was against a gentleman by the name of Yaivin Mendy. Right? Is that how you say his name? I think Yaivin Mendy. And that he got a split decision loss in 2015. I think it was in December 2015, right? And so he and they fought at 134.5 pounds, and he got a split decision loss. He went 12 rounds, right? So that was in 2015, and then in 2017, he avenged that loss, right? Oh, no. When did he avenge that loss? What year was it? Huh.
I know that mentally, he's only lost two in his mind.
In his mind. Well, he lost to Yaivin Mendy, but then he avenged that loss, I believe. I'm pretty sure, yeah. So he lost to Yaivin Mendy. He fought Yaivin Mendy. What, did he fight him twice? Probably. I think he fought him twice. Yeah. He fought him again in 2018, on September 22nd, 2018. I'm looking at his record right here. He fought him, and he beat him, meaning Luke Campbell beat him in a unanimous 12-round decision the second time at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
So there we go. So those are his three losses, right? Those are great accountings. If you're going to lose a fight, and believe me, Boxing Breakdown fans, everybody loses. If you box, you will lose. Everybody loses at some point. So there's only a couple of fighters that haven't in the history of the sport. Am I right?
Very true. Very true. Very.
Yeah, but now, yeah.
Ryan, I think his combination tonight, he finishes off people very pretty well. However, if he's forced to go to another finishing move, if you will,
right,
he goes to patent competitions, what have you, but he may need an extra three or four punches to be placed. He doesn't have that next step. He doesn't have that next series of punches after his initial set has been delivered.
We haven't seen it. He might have it. We haven't seen it because, I mean, when you look at his knockout ratio, he's got a knockout. I think he's got an 85% KO ratio, right? So he hasn't really had to account for himself the way Luke Campbell has thus far, right? He hasn't had to step up. Like, that's what makes this fight so interesting, because if Ryan Garcia comes out of this fight dominating with a dominating performance, a lot of questions that we have about him, a lot of questions the fans have about him will be answered. You know, this is a very pivotal fight, you know, for as far as I'm looking at it.
Well, I think, if you look at his decision wins, look at those wins only. Forget about all the knockouts, spectacular knockouts, and the dancing and all that. You look at his decision wins, you'll see that next level of applied punches not there.
Right.
He goes through the routine, and if it doesn't successful, he has to reset. He doesn't continue with another a group directly after his main work.
Right, he doesn't have finishing. He's not a finisher, in other words. He's just a KO-er.
He is a finisher, but sometimes he needs more application. He doesn't have one. And you look at his decision wins, you can see that.
Right.
Now, maybe he developed that since then. I don't, the flashy knockouts, they're fine to look at. I see how he set them up. But I want to see when you're faced with a guy that's not going to go, a style that you can't necessarily just dominate, you know, on your own, how did you get through it? And that tells me more about a fighter, his decision wins, than the knockout.
Are you talking about the fight with Jason Velez, that guy? You're specifically talking about a fight that took place in May 4th, 2018 against a guy who was 26-4-1. That fight took place at StubHub Center in Carson, California, and he got a unanimous decision win, and he went all 10 rounds, right?
Yes, that one. And I saw some clips from some other ones he had, but I guess that's the main one that I really looked at this situation and saw that. Now, right. I'm sure he's in school quite a bit about that, just being in that Canelo camp, being in the camp with that same trainer, because Canelo had the same issue initially. He could finish you, but he didn't have anything else after he couldn't get you. Now, he has the full package. He'll go here, and if that's not successful, he'll go here, but it flows. It's fluid. It's a fluid combination of punches up and down.
Right.
So, if Brian got that discipline from Canelo's trainer, and he knows how to apply that, if he gets Campbell hurt, he would have to go to that. But if he doesn't, Campbell knows how to come back after he's been hit.
If he doesn't,
he's been attacked.
If he doesn't, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night, Harold, because, you know, Luke Campbell has gone with Vasily Lomachenko. Lomachenko has made the majority of his opponents quit on a stool. I mean, people run out of the ring with him. They're like, I'm done. I'm out. Thank you very much. I'm going home. I got paid. I'm out. Right? He's made some people quit in some unfathomable ways. And, you know, and then Jorge Linares is no walk in the park. And, you know, honestly, he's gone. He went the distance with both of them. So how is Ryan Garcia, who really, I mean, he's definitely the bell, you know, I mean, he's definitely, you know, someone to watch. But, he's not.
I agree with that.
I don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, I know Ryan has power in that left hook, and he's probably got some other tricks up his sleeve. You know, hats off to you, Ryan, if you're listening. You know, I'm not suggesting that you don't hold your own in there. I'm not at all trying to, you know, I don't have a magic ball to know what's going to happen. But what I know is what I see, right? And what I see is, you know, usually I have a pretty good idea of when you're going to be in tough. And you're going to be in tough. If you think you're not going to be in tough, Harold, I want Ryan Garcia to get on our broadcast. You know, I'm going to try to shout him out on, hit him on social media and tell him to get on this with us so he can explain to us how he's gonna get rid of Luke Campbell. Because I just don't see it.
Well, I'll tell you this. I looked at Campbell after the fight with Linares and after the fight with Lomachenko. He was not beat up. He was still strong at the end. He wasn't stepping in potholes at the end. He was still trying to apply what he knows to do as Campbell.
Right.
He was just buried by the other men.
Yeah.
So, in that regard, he didn't take any kind of beating. He just wasn't knocked out of his style. He just lost. So, Ryan has to you know, get used to seeing that southpaw stance coming at him. Okay? And, you know, you've got to do a lot of sparring. You've got to see that. You've got to feel that. You've got to train yourself to see that thing coming from another side. And if you're hit and you're tired and you're moving or whatever, your instinct is going to be moved the other way because you're used to fighting right here in the fire pitcher yourself.
Right.
You'll go the wrong way if you get tired. You go the wrong way if you get hit. And if you're not used to seeing a southpaw, if you're not feeling that change when you're tired or in mid-fight, you can go the wrong way and you can take some punches from that straight left hand. So,
yeah.
Throw a straight left hand.
No, I was just going to say that. You can talk about the straight left hand, but Harold, the guy, listen, Luke Campbell has a lot of angles on that punch.
Yeah.
He gets you coming in. He gets you going out. He gets you stepping up. He gets you stepping back. It's actually, it's really interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be another great fight. And Harold, have you thought about this? Because I touched on it in my last boxing breakdown last week. I was talking a little bit about the matrix and Teofimo Lopez. So you've got Vasily Lomachenko, right? You've got Ryan Garcia. You've got Teofimo Lopez. You got Luke Campbell here coming into the mix. Basically, that 135-pound division is on fire, right? Who else do we have in that division? I think we got Tank in there, right? Isn't Tank, or is he? I think he's at 135. Devin Haney. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that division has, like, it used to be 147. 147's kind of, dipped down on the radar now. Now you got all these guys at 135. And there's going to be a lot of movement there into 130 and then up to 140, because after Vasily Lomachenko fights Teofimo Lopez, the rumor is that Teofimo Lopez is going up in weight to 140, and then Vasily Lomachenko is going to go down. Yeah, so interesting. Who's going to be the king of the 135-pound weight class? Yet to be told, who's going to be the undisputed champion there.
But in Ryan's defense, he has a good hand speed. And if you look at some of the fights that Floyd has had and some other fighters, once you realize that you're going to be hit and you don't see it coming, it changes your thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It changes the way you fight. Okay, I'm seeing him with the fear of seeing Campbell seeing this stuff coming to him, and he can't really figure out exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah.
That could throw him off his style, because when you fight Lomachenko, initially he didn't see something coming, and that kind of muted him some. But when he figured it out and Lomachenko had to come to him, then he was more successful. Whereas Ryan has the long reach. He can stay outside. He can keep him outside with the speed and the movement and all that, and keep Campbell on outside the whole way. If he steps into him, clinches with him or whatever, then he's open to those body shots, that Campbell throws. So I think Ryan can stay on the outside. I think he can drop the right hand and the jabs and the movement. He has to be in supreme shape and stay off the rope and stay out of clinches the entire fight. In that regard,
right.
If he can add the body shot, if he can add that to that, he can keep him on the outside and he can hurt him to the body. And then I think we'll have a pretty good night that night.
You've
got to keep the dog in the fence. You can't let him out. The dog is going to bite no matter what, but keeping in the fence, he can't bite you.
Right.
And that's how I see he's going to have to handle Campbell. If he doesn't, that dog is going to bite, and that dog is going to come, because that's what he does.
Yo, that dog is going to bark and bite, and he's going to tear off some meat, because Luke Campbell, the thing is Luke Campbell, the way that he fights, he just comes off as more of a completed package at this particular point in his career. He just seems more complete. You know, I'm not, Ryan Garcia is awesome. He's explosive. He has a great knockout reel, beautiful knockout reel, but you gotta measure the opposition in relationship to that knockout reel, right? Because you know, we all know smoke and mirrors in the sport of boxing. And, you know, he looks good. The hook comes out of nowhere. He's taking guys out with a hook. Actually, he takes some guys out with the right hand, too. I've seen him use his right hand pretty nicely over top, around the corner. So, you know, the only thing, Harold, is that Ryan Garcia pulls back with his head up in the air. They better fix that. I mean, he pulls out, he goes in for attack with his head up in the air. I don't know if you picked that up, but that's not a good look. Thoughts?
He also steps straight back sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he is disciplined because I've seen him step to the right or the left. I have seen that. But that's not a huge, I mean, that's a huge situation that you have to understand. He does do that, but he does go back sometimes, straight back, and his chin is up sometimes. I would like to see him fight off the rope. He has never had to do that.
No.
He has never had to do that big hand in the rope and counter punch. Now, if he's knocking people out with his back on the rope, with his back, not necessarily on the rope, but he's on the rope,
yeah.
his stance is firm, and he's able to release punches while he's being attacked on the rope, and he's moving these guys off of him.
Yeah.
So he's knocking them back, knocking them down, you know. That's really impressive because in that stance, you can't come with that nice right hand because you got you're right there in the corner. You can't come with that hook. You've got to come with undershots and that type of thing.
So put your hands together.
Against Campbell. He's definitely going to need that because Campbell will come in and just warm him with those round, neck-inside punches.
You're getting double props tonight because you're so on with what you're talking about. I do agree with everything you're saying. And actually, you know, Ryan Garcia he's got tremendous speed and he'll catch you if you make a mistake. He'll catch you with the hook. If he misses with the hook, he'll catch you with the right hand. So he's really good at quick speed. But the fighters that he's fought, most of them, I mean, it appears to me that most of them have their rhythm. The fight rhythm is they're very slow. They're fighting at a very, very slow rhythm. He's not used to the rhythm of Luke Campbell either. So that's going to be another issue, something he's going to have to deal with. But, you know, he's got a tremendous amateur background, and you know, he should be able to fight up to speed. But, you know, those rhythm changes could give him a problem.
Yes, for the older fans, I was making reference to Leonard Duran's first fight. Up until that point, Leonard was just taking these guys out on the outside, and it was beautiful work. He got in with Duran, and Duran didn't allow that type of situation. So Leonard had to fight a complete different way than he was used to.
Right.
Now, half of what he chose to fight in that way, because it was the macho thing. The other way was he had to fight that way because Duran didn't allow that outside work to be done.
Yeah.
So Leonard had the work ethic and the pedigree and whatever, and he was able to fight in that manner. He lost, but he was able to fight inside like that for the whole fight. Now, his face took a lot of beating. He got hit a lot, but that wasn't his style. I see Campbell possibly putting Ryan in this situation where he's either going to have to fight in that manner to keep this man off of him, to knock this man out, or to stop this man from being aggressive like that. Because I don't see Campbell necessarily allowing him to use that speed and power. But if Ryan can do it, as I said earlier, if he can keep his wheels, stay outside, it's going to be beautiful. But all breath will be held every round, because we know Campbell is coming.
Right.
And by the seventh round, if he kept Campbell away at bay for seven rounds, you're like, when's it going to happen? That's impressive.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then Ryan Garcia, the thing is, if you mess up, if you miss, or if you make a mistake, he'll clip you with one shot. He's one thing that he is, I mean, his name is King Rye the Flash, but it should be more like the Sniper, you know, because, I mean, he's, I think of his punches like, they're like sniper shots, so well placed, so accurately delivered that, you know, that's something in an exchange, if you're caught in an exchange and he's able to land one of those shots, he can still put you down because the shots are well placed. They're well delivered. His eye hand coordination is tremendous and his accuracy is tremendous. So, you know, I think that's something that Luke Campbell's going to have to contend with. But you know what? Luke Campbell drops his lead hand and Ryan Garcia drops his rear hand in exchanges. So that's why I say it could, someone's going to get dropped. If not once, multiple times, you know, it could be that kind of fight. And if you ask me who's going to go the distance, who's going to be better, longer the fight goes, I'm going to have to say that I'm going to go with Luke Campbell going the distance because he's proven it. You know, I just haven't seen that. I haven't seen that from Ryan Garcia. You know, I haven't seen him go 12 rounds against quality opposition. I haven't. I mean, 2-5, you know. The one fight, he fought Carlos Morales, he went 10 rounds. He fought Jason Velez, he went 10 rounds. He fought a guy from Canada, no Martinez Ragoza, and he basically went 8 rounds and stopped him in the 8th round. But all of his fights have been early rounds. So I wonder if Luke Campbell, if their team is planning to stretch the fight out and take it longer, you know?
I believe that Campbell is just going to keep his covering and he's just going to come in and let him attempt to take him out the first 4 or 5 rounds. He's not going to put himself in a position where he can be sniped, as you said.
Right.
He's just going to just be there and let that useful pan speed and trying to set him up come out. Now, I've seen Ryan not be able to knock someone out, and mentally he goes down.
Right.
He's surprised that the guy's not going. He doesn't feel, I mean, he seems to look in his face like, hey, you know, I've done this and he's still here. So that's something else mentally. Now, Campbell, he's going to have that mental mindset. I mean, he's been through this matrix. He's seen punches coming, like, from everywhere.
Right.
So he's not going to be too mesmerized by hand speed. He's been hit with it. He's seen it coming. So this is something new. But the power that comes behind that hand speed, you know, he's not going to be used to. But the frequency, he's seen it before. It's not going to surprise him.
Right.
You know, so being through that gauntlet with Lomachenko, that's going to kind of give him an edge knowing, well, I'm going to get hit with stuff I'm not going to see, but I survived it. So if I can get through this and the power doesn't stop me, I can be aggressive. So I just see Ryan really using that nice power and all that. Mentally, he's got to realize that he may not be able to get Campbell out. Now, mentally, Campbell's like, I'm going to walk over this guy. And he's already feeling it, he's already saying it, and he's already believing. He's believing it.
Wow.
He's seeing that he's really moved his needle as far as popularity. He feels like he's going to really get a grab of huge market share over here in America because he's saying, I'm beating this kid. They should not have taken this fight. That's exactly how we feel.
There's some tea and crumpets being served. For this fight. There's definitely, and you know what we didn't talk about, Harold? We didn't talk about the fact that Luke Campbell has fought righties. He's fought orthodox fighters. He's fought southpaws. He's had a real diversity in terms of who he's fought. Maybe I'm misspeaking, but from the research I did, I did not see, well, at least in the last 10 fights, anyone that was a southpaw in Ryan Garcia's past. So maybe earlier in his career, there may have been one in there. I didn't go back that far, but I know at least until like 2017 or 2016, late 2016, I haven't seen any southpaws on his record.
What do you think about that? Nor have I seen one that had advantage over him either. Right. No one had a reach advantage either.
Well, it's really only an inch reach, right? It's only an inch. I mean, Luke Campbell only has 1 inch of a reach on Ryan Garcia. And actually, interestingly enough, Ryan Garcia, I believe, is 5'10". And for those Europeans out there, 178 centimeters, right? And then Luke Campbell's 5'9", with a 71-inch reach, and he's a southpaw. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better matchup in terms of reach and height, because Ryan's got the height, Luke's got the reach, 1-inch reach, and Luke Campbell has some stellar footwork. Ryan Garcia's got an amazing one-punch knockout ability, and I just think it's going to be an incredible bummer.
A great fight.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you just got me so hype on this fight because, the medal for both of these guys is going to be, both of these gentlemen are going to have to really check their egos at the door, really focus in on this fight, and their teams are going to have to focus in on this fight, because the Reynoso team is amazing. They have a fantastic team over there on Team Garcia, and I'm sure Campbell, I don't know too much about his team, but I mean look at what they've done. You gotta know that they're the creme de la creme in terms of team, because you don't get where he is with the style that he has without an excellent team. So hats off to both of these gentlemen and their team for taking the fight.
Okay.
My hat goes off to Ryan Garcia for accepting that fight, because that's not an easy fight, and Luke Campbell, coming off a unanimous decision loss against Vasily Lomachenko, I don't know. There's questions there. Does it actually break his confidence, or does it, raise his stock? Does he come into this fight going, man, I've been in the ring with the very, very best, the elite, the best top of the class, and if I can do that, I can take out Ryan Garcia. Is that how he comes into the fight? And the question is, what are their mindsets when they come in? What skills have they prepared? What defensive liabilities have they cleaned up? There's a lot of questions for us fight fans out there.
That's true. Garcia does fight tall. He does. He doesn't lean in. He doesn't fall in. He doesn't do any of that.
Yeah.
So that is a good discipline he has. He doesn't do that.
No.
So that in his stead, that's great.
Yeah.
Campbell does lean in. He does give up his height in certain situations. So, that's a positive for Ryan. So,
right.
I feel like he can actually pull that outside work off if he's in perfect shape.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I think that's tough.
It's a 12-round fight, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, there's nothing on online that says that the fight has actually been signed and contracted. So, you know, anything can still happen. As you know, this is boxing, and we just spent 45 minutes breaking this fight down, right? So, boy, yeah. If this fight doesn't happen, man, I'm sending them both love letters.
Breakdown listeners, I sure hope you're enjoying this podcast today. Please be sure to share it with your friends and family. Download and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere downloads are offered. Please take a moment, if you enjoy this podcast, and consider making a small donation at patreon.com/theboxingbreakdown. And now, back to our broadcast.
Oh, they're not going to be love letters, though. They're going to be hate mail. They didn't fight. Because, you know, whoever's in the way, get out of the way so this fight can happen. Because I don't see it scheduled on BoxRec either. So, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, they're in negotiations, supposedly. And, you know, the money is supposedly easily done. That's what I've been reading and hearing, that Campbell is not looking for an overly huge payday because he feels that, you know, if he's successful, it'll come because he'll move into this market. He'll move into this, you know, U.S. market by beating one of the stars.
Right.
And for him, the money's secondary. He needs to win this fight convincingly. And, that's how he's seeing it. He has supreme confidence at this point.
Right.
So
who you got? All right, so let's go. Before we end this cast here today, I just want to know who you got. Make your prediction.
Well, I don't want to be on the wrong side of Ryan or Campbell.
Well, you're gonna be on the wrong side if you make a prediction, or you're gonna be on the right side. But all right, so I'm going out on the line right now. I'm making my prediction, and hopefully that'll inspire you to make your prediction, and then we can just kind of wait because this cast is gonna get released on Thursday, and then guess what's gonna happen? The fight's gonna happen pretty soon, and then we're gonna have this as a public record of what we thought was gonna happen. So, you know, people are either gonna comment on our, you know, online that we don't know what we're talking about, or they're going to say, you were right. So that's the world of boxing, isn't it? So I'm going with Luke Campbell, man. I'm going, it's not a far spread, but I'm going Luke Campbell takes it to the distance. Unanimous decision, Luke Campbell.
Okay. I'm going with Luke Campbell also. I'm going with a split decision because the first four or five rounds, Garcia will win those rounds for sheer speed.
Oh, yeah.
And
for sure.
The movement and placing your punches.
Right.
But after some of that stuff does not necessarily take the way that he would like it to, Campbell's going to settle in. He's seen it coming. He knows where it's coming from, and he knows that there's nothing really following up that. There's nothing going to be really following up because there's not another left. There's not another gear.
Right.
At that point, he'll start to win the fight, begrudgingly, round by round, by landing punches, by moving Garcia around, by forcing him to do things he doesn't do, file the back foot,
right,
getting clinches. Moving himself off the rope, tying up, things that Garcia does not do. Then, the fact that he has to see the southpaw guy coming toward him, consistently six rounds on out. So, I see a win for Campbell. This decision only because it's going to be very spectacular to see the hands being early. And, you know, there's going to be some judging looking at that and the ease and all. But I see him winning a split decision. Also, Garcia can take this loss. He can take this loss. He can take it. It's not going to hurt his market share. It's not going to hurt his future fight. None of that. And he's in a position where it's a Canelo type thing. It's a Leonard type thing. Their first losses were early. It didn't really hurt their career and that type of thing. Hopkins, you know, he was in with someone who was really talented. Now, if he wins, like when Hopkins lost his title to the gentleman from Arkansas, his name escapes me right now. That was great because people look for him to lose to Hopkins. He won. He beat Hopkins clearly, and that just catapulted him as one of the middleweight champions, undisputed middleweight champions,
who
will go down in history for the champion. What was his name, gentleman from out of Arkansas? His wife played basketball for the WNBA. Oh, his name escaped me, but.
Jermaine Taylor. Yes.
He was supposed to win that fight. He was supposed to take that loss, but still be marketable and still go well. But he won that fight.
Yeah.
This is what I think. If he wins this fight, great. If he loses this fight, it's not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
But
if he listen,
right now,
if he wins this fight, you know, you've just basically taken the tiger out of the cage. You know that. If he wins this fight. He's gonna, you know, this is a metal test for sure for Ryan Garcia. There's no question that if you want to test somebody's metal, put him in with Luke Campbell. At this stage in his career, this is a test. And you know, again, if you think it's not, fine. But I beg to differ. This is a test for Ryan Garcia in every way, and I'm edging. You know, toward Luke Campbell, I think he has a little bit of a better chance to take the fight the distance, take him into deep water, and then drown him. So, yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? I just want to super thank you for being on the Boxing Breakdown today, and I am always honored and always excited to have you with me. You bring some great insight into these discussions. Are just so much fun. I hope the listeners are enjoying it. And with that, I just want to say thank you. I'll see you guys on the other side. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we are out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fight fans, join host Mark Roxine and special guests as they break down all aspects of the boxing world, including news, business, management, training, promotions, fan reactions, upcoming events, matchups, future boxing stars, title fights, state of the boxing world, and all the stuff you don't see when you watch boxing. This podcast is released each week on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live streamed on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook Live. It's the Boxing Breakdown, hosted by Mark Roxine.